I don't know about you, but them two old boys, one of them was self-righteous, and one of them lived out in the world of sin. But he came to himself. I don't know about you, but I've learned that when you're living out righteous and all this other kind of stuff, and drinking and drugging and thugging and all this stuff, ain't no thrill and pills, ain't no dope, ain't no hope and dope. But I want to tell you about a man named Jesus that understands what you're going through. I don't know about you, but I've learned to put my trust in the Lord. And if I put my trust in the Lord, he may not come when you want him to come. But he's always, I say he's always on time. I call him an on time God. Yes, he is. I remember the three Hebrew boys. They put him in the fire. And the king began to say, and do we cast three in there? Yes, we did. But I want to tell you something. If you go back and read that chapter, the men that threw them in there, they got burnt up themselves. Ain't that good news? When you try to put fire upon somebody else, it'll go on you first. In other words,
we hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place monthly every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the choir and a solo from missionary Susan Carey, followed by an uplifting message from Elder John Owens entitled, Jesus is My Helper. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
I'm going to Amen. Amen. Father, today we just thank you. We thank you for your anointing and your power in this house, because there's no way that we could do what we're doing now without your power, without your strength. And Father, we ask that you would help me to decrease, that you would increase the more, that you would speak a word to your people in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. If you don't mind, while you're yet standing, I just want you to turn with me to Psalms 121. Starting at that first verse and just read down to that second verse. And it's a very familiar scripture, a scripture that I love so much. Amen. It's brought me from, carried me a long ways. This scripture has carried me a long ways. Psalms 121, 1 through 2. And it reads, I will lift my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, to our pastor and our superintendent. We're so glad for him to be able to make it here today. Come on, give him a hand of praise. Man, this is not easy. It's not easy. Amen. But he's here. Amen. And I'm so glad to see him. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the elders and for the district missionaries. God bless you. Amen. To all the missionaries in their proper places. And thank God for our deacons this morning. And thank God for my family this morning. Amen. My wife, she had to ease out, but she said she's going to be praying with me. Amen. And I know y'all gonna pray with me. Amen. Amen. My thought today would be, God is our helper.
Yes, he is.
God is our helper. It makes no difference where you're going through. How it may seem, how rough the road gets. But I want you to know today, my brothers and sisters, that God is our helper. And how do I know this? Because he's been there down through the years. I know I'm not by myself. I know I'm not by myself this morning. He's been there when I was up. He's been there when I was down. He was there when I was confused and I didn't know where to go. God was there. And he helped me through my storm. He helped you through your storms. He helped you when you didn't know which way to go. He helped you when the doctor turn their backs on you. They know what to do for you. God stepped in and helped you. See, we serve that kind of God that knows when to step in. And he knows how to step in. Somebody said he might not come when I want him. I'm trying to get back to my scriptures, trying to get back to my nose, but he may not come when you want him. You see, I don't know about you, but I need a little help this morning because it ain't easy for me. But I know a man that is able to help me even in this time. He's able to help me. You see, my brothers and sisters, I would like for you to understand and get used to the fact that we are not as the world is. We can't deal with things like the world deal with it. We can't look at things the way the world look at it. You see, because the world trusts in the material thing, in this world system. They put their total confidence in their bank account. They put their total confidence in their status. They put their total confidence in everything that they possess. But I want you to know that we don't do that. We put our confidence, we put our trust in God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. In other words, he started with us, and he gonna end with us. He ain't gonna leave you in the middle of the road and as you moving. But my God, somebody say, my God, I need somebody to help me. I know that we're heavy. I know that it is hard, but I need somebody to help me this morning. That God won't leave you in the middle of the road. But he'll be there. Somebody say, every step of the way, Pastor. He'll be there. He'll be there. Every step of the way, he's my beginning and he's my end. He's my Alpha and my Omega. He's my first and my last. He's my beginning and my end. He's my everything. I trust him because I know he's always there for me. Why do we put our faith and confidence in God? I'm glad you asked. Because God has proven himself, isn't that right? To be faithful. God has proven himself to be faithful. Oh, wow. I might not be faithful all the time. You might not be faithful all the time. But I want you to know today that God is faithful all the time. He's not wishy-washy. He's not one way today and this way the next day. But he's a steady, faithful God that we can depend on. Every step of the way. Because we have to, that we cannot ever say that God was never there for us. We can admit that God will come, and when God comes, he has the power. Somebody said that the power. In the authority to fix anything. Isn't that good news? When he comes, Sister Cole, Missionary Cole, when God comes, he has the power and the authority to fix whatever you're going through with. That's why I love him so. Because when he comes, he's not like everybody else. Like Joe's friend was this morning. All they was able to do was complain and talk about it. But when God comes on the scene, he has the power and the authority to fix it. I'm going to get somebody to pray with me after a while. He's able to fix it. If you don't believe me, ask Mary and Martha. The Bible says that Jesus was 4 days late, but was right on time. Isn't that right? He was 4 days late, but he was yet on time. When he got to the scene, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And my Bible tells me that the grave couldn't hold him down. Woo! That's the kind of God that I serve. That's the kind of God that we serve today, because we don't have to worry about when he come. We just got to wait on him when he come. And when he come, he able to show up and show out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I'm going to get somebody to pray with me after a while. I said when he comes, he know how to show up and show out. Woo! God knows how to show up in our circumstance. We have circumstances. God knows how to show up in our situation. We have situations. That reminds me of a story about the three Hebrew boys. When God showed up and showed out. Hallelujah. The Bible said that the three Hebrew boys refused to bow down to the king. And the king said, now when I play the musical instruments, I want everybody to fall down and worship the golden image. But my Bible said that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to the graven image. And what's so ironic about this is that when they found out that they did not bow down, the king said, bring them to me. Sometimes we are able to do things in the dark. Sometimes we're able to do things at our house. We can do things right at our house. We can stand up in our house or in our church. But when the authority tells you to come to me, and he said, now, I'm going to give you one more chance. He said, play the music. They played the music again, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down. Why? Because they know that God was their helper. Hallelujah. And he got so, then they said, this one made him so mad. He said, oh, king, just, I want you to know, and I'm about to paraphrase this one. He said, I want you to know that if God don't do it, woo, hey, if God, my God, don't do it, I want you to know he's able. And if he don't do it, I'm still not going to bow down. I'm still not going to bow down. I'm not going to give in to the world system. Sometimes we got to disobey the world in order to obey God. Hallelujah. He got so mad that he threw them in the fiery furnace. Not only did he throw them in there, but he said, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. You know, sometimes when you don't do what people want you to do, they'll try to turn up the heat on you. They'll try to get you fired. They'll try to cause division and schism against you. But the Bible said that the man, the king said, I want you to turn it up. Not one time, not two times, not three times, but seven times harder than I expected it to be. And watch this. When they throw them in there, the men that he said, I want the strongest men that I can get. I want you to tie them up, and I want you to bound them up, and I want you to throw them in the fire. I hope y'all getting this. I want you to throw them in the fire. And when they throw them in the fire, the Bible said they burnt up the people that they throw, who throw them in there. God know how to lose people away from you. Woo! Hey! Sometimes people got you. They think they got you. But God know how to lose it. Woo! Hallelujah. And they throw them in there. Fell down on the floor, on the ground. And they got up. And the Bible said that the king said, came down and he looked in there. And he said, now, one, woo, two, woo, somebody gonna get happy in a minute,
3. Hey! Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I see 4. You know, sometimes people's eyes, he thought his eyes were fooling him. He had to ask the councilman. He said, did I throw 3 in there? They say, yes, oh king, you throw 3 in there. He said, but let me count it one more time. He said, 1, that's Shadrach. 2, Meshach. 3, Abednego. But that's 1 more that's walking in the fire. Hey! God might not bring you out of the fire, but I want you to know, if he don't bring you out, he'll walk in there with you. Hey! If he tell somebody, if he don't bring me out, he'll walk in there with me. Hey! If he don't bring me out, if he don't bring me out, he's gonna walk in there with me. The Bible said that God be for me. Woo! Who can be against me? I'm about to leave y'all alone. Hey, 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 hey. Glory! God is my helper. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care how heavy it gets. I don't care if I don't got nobody else. I got Jesus. And he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I'm his own. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We know without a doubt. We know without a doubt that God will always be there to help us. You see, God is always working in our life. You see, he's doing 2 things. He's working in our life to bring him glory. And he's working in our life to help us. To work in our favor, to bring him glory, and to work in our favor. Because the Bible says, that we know that all things work together for the good of them, watch this, that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Everything, my brothers and sisters, that you and I have to face, everything, my brothers and sisters, that we may have to go through in this world, don't lose heart. Don't hold your head down. Just know, I want you to tell somebody, it's working. Woo! It's working. What is it doing? It's working for our good. It's making me a better man. It's making me love more. It's making me have a little bit more peace. It's making me have a little more joy. Hallelujah, but it's working in my favor. And as I got some more, But as I leave you in the hands of the Lord, I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that God is our helper. Even though we're going through and it's so heavy, I say it's so heavy, but God is yet seated on the throne and he has all power in his hands, and there's nothing that he can't do. There's nothing that he can't do.